What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
.93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK, and WAMO 107.3 partner to support the Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS. That's hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you. For details, visit 93.7thefan.com to drop off your donation. The big boy Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show joining us here for one more segment. What do you think about McAfee appearing everywhere and anywhere? I mean, he's ubiquitous, if you like that word, big boy. He's doing the press conference for the Major League All-Star Game. He's on the field doing wrestling introductions of the players. This guy is amazing. How well did you know him? How did you get this job? Do you hang out with him? Do you socialize with him? Tell us about McAfee.
He's a very driven individual. Let me tell you that. There's nobody that works harder than him, as you can tell. There's nobody that is, I don't know, I won't even say misunderstood. How much philanthropy he does is outrageous. You would never know in the world. But, yeah, he's taken a little step back in wrestling here the past couple of weeks because even the strongest people probably get worn down from time to time, but it's out in LA right now there, Joe, for the ESPYs.
Is he going to host that too?
No, he hosted. Didn't he host that a couple years ago?
I mean,
I think his good friend Shane Gillis is hosting. So I think they did the show out there. Then they might be going to the program.
Have you and Donnie Football bonded over wrestling?
Oh, constantly. That's all we talk about. We went to the last WWE event. He was a couple sections down from me. Absolutely.
We should have known this limits, right? That him and Donnie Football would become the best. Did you get invited to Donnie's wedding?
No.
Here we go. He's invited everybody in Western Pennsylvania except his new friend, Cabali?
You and Cam Hayward.
I saw that, but I didn't read it. Did Cam give him some junk?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't appreciate that, nor did he appreciate that Donnie had him only eighth on his list of best Steelers of the quarter century. But let's not bury the lead. Are you offended that you didn't get a clip and save from Donnie because everybody else did?
I'm actually happy. I don't want him hearing this feeling obligated. My wedding days are over, and I have transitioned into funeral days. How unfortunate that might be.
That's terrible.
So yeah. I couldn't tell you the last wedding I went to. I can tell you the bunch of funerals I've went to. You know how that transition is, Joe.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
But come on, you still have to spice it up with a wedding here. And you were just in the middle of explaining that you and Donnie are developing a very nice relationship here. I'm hurt for you.
I think he invited Mackie instead. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe he can put that on his Mackie planner.
Got it down?
I don't know. He might have to.
He gets really upset when you bring up the Mackie planner.
I love the Mackie planner. I love a man who's prepared in work and in life. Yeah.
You know what the Mackie planner is called right now? Mm. Your phone.
Yeah, that's
you don't
true.
Need a physical that's piece
a good,
of paper.
That's a good point.
Right?
All right, I guess we'll pass by that one and try to deflect with humor. I think that Kibale is hurt limits.
Yeah, I keep my own planner in my phone for everything, but I am surprised, Mark, that you're not going to be there, and I feel like we could have raided the cookie table together, and that would have been appropriate.
Well, what's that supposed to mean, limits?
You're not the first guy who's gotten pissed with limits. Play the guy from earlier, Harry. Listen to this guy from this week.
Yeah, Harry in Westview, as I brought up a point, wasn't necessarily excited.
What's your problem, limits? What's your problem, limits?
Let me hear that again twice. I love this guy's voice.
What's your problem, limits? What's your problem, limits?
He does have a problem, doesn't he, Mark, with a lot of things. He's irritating at times.
The funny thing is people probably really think his name is Limits. You think this guy really knows what his real name is?
How about this, Mark? Joey Molinaro, when I met him at the celebrity softball event on Monday.
Who's he?
He's a comedian, really good comedian.
Yeah.
So he listens to the station a lot. And I told him, hey, this is Austin Bechtold. It's really nice to meet you and everything. I like your work. And he was like, wait, are you Limits? I recognize your voice.
That is
and
great.
I'm like, yeah, but no, it's not great. I want people to know me for Austin, not for Limits. I want Limits to be the subplot.
Joe, did you hear the humble brag there by Limits? Well, yeah. Joey knows me.
Joey knows me on a first name basis.
He didn't follow me back on Instagram or Twitter, though.
Unfortunately, the first name is Limits.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It also proves he listens to the show.
He does, yes. He was very complimentary of the show. Very complimentary of you, Joe.
He was?
And part-time pomp.
In part, well, everybody's complimentary.
Scotland Pomp. Went to Scotland Yards?
Absolutely. Yes, he's probably the master of ceremonies there. Let's say, how long has Pomp worked here? How long has this been called the Pomp and Joe Show?
Close to a year now.
What?
I think Bob jumped on, well, maybe close to being, I think, October last year.
Let's say 8 months.
Yeah, that's probably more appropriate.
So every month there's 25 shows. What's 8 times 25? Can you figure that out on your phone,
Mark,
Limits?
Do you know what that is? 8
can
times 25?
Can you figure
25?
That out? It's 200.
You're asking me a math question.
It's 200,
200.
Limits, right? Out of 200 possible appearances, how many has Pomp appeared on this show?
I'm going to say half, 100.
You think half?
I
say 30%.
He's part-time Pomp. That would make sense.
Say 30%.
How many times have you guys been together as a duo?
25%, maybe. But that's the way it was designed.
And Joe's going away next week too, right?
Yeah.
Pomp
at his advanced age, he's not going to be on the show every day. That's the way this was designed. I can have the show to myself sometimes. Bob gets it to himself sometimes.
Advanced age? You're calling Bob old.
Older than me, and I'm getting there. How old are you, Kibale?
21, as I tell my kids all the time. Hey, Limit, what percentage chance of Joe and Bob working together the rest of the year?
Ooh, like how many shows will they do together?
Football season.
What percentage chances, how many percentage of shows left will they work together?
I'm going to say, because we're getting into football, 45.
Yeah, I'm going to say 45 to 50 once we get into football. But we digress, Kibale. You have to go soon. We did our top five Steelers. We did this. Who'd we do it with? The Batconian Mongoose?
We did the Mongoose.
Give me your top five Steelers, and we'll match it up to what Limits and I did.
You know, what, from the 21st century?
Yeah, are you tired? Why are you rubbing your eyes like that?
I'm always tired, man, but I never sleep. Do you want five from one? You want?
I don't care.
Other receiving votes?
One to five? Five to one? Yeah, no, I want you to to be definitive here. I don't want, oh, well, this guy, that
well,
guy.
Well, I'll be definitive, but I got five other receiving votes, though.
I don't want those. I want your top five Steelers, period.
Number five, James Debo Harrison.
Uh-huh.
Number four, Alan Faneca.
Uh-huh.
Number three, Troy Polamalu.
Oh, boy.
Number two, Antonio Brown. Number one, the big boy.
No TJ Watt?
I mean, he's only played 6 years.
He should be a three-time defensive player of the year by now.
Listen, I got the other receiving votes.
6 years?
That's the problem.
How long has TJ played?
Played longer than 6 years.
Count them, Lennox. 17, 18? Correct him then. If you have the info.
Okay, let's play this game.
No.
Let's play this game. Who are you taking off of my top five?
AB.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. My top five is Ben 1, Troy 2, TJ 3, Hines Ward 4, and Alan Faneca 5.
You're taking AB off.
Yes, he quit on his team. He's in my top 10, don't get me wrong, but I'm taking Hines Ward over him every day of the week. I'm trying to win here.
I had AB at, I think it was fourth.
Tell him your top five.
I had Ben, Troy, Watt, AB, Faneca.
Wait, so who did you leave out?
I left out James Harrison.
James Harrison, okay. All right, then who else?
My others receiving votes, I got to get this in there. Le'Veon, Ferrier, Pouncey, Hines, and I can't read my writing on the fifth one.
No Cam Hayward.
No Cam Hayward?
And Cam. TJ's not even in the top 10 right now for me.
What?
You've lost your mind. You're out of your mind.
Well, I think he's great, but I just don't.
You think they should pay him $40 million?
I think he's still in the middle of his career. I'm not going to put him on my list that's more of people who is retired or close to retirement. I would say if Cam retired in a year or two, he might move up to the top five. But as he's still in his game, in his playing, I'm bumping him down a little bit.
Yeah, but you have Cam still in there. You don't have TJ.
Like, is Patrick Mahomes?
Cam is other receiving votes.
Is Patrick Mahomes not on the Chiefs list because he's still playing and isn't close to retirement?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You know what? These are
is Aaron Rodgers, if he made the Packers best players of the quarter century, you're not putting Rodgers on there? The four-time MVP?
Hit Walt from Westview. What's your problem, Lemmets?
Yeah, hit him. His name was Harry.
His name was actually Harry.
What's your problem, Lemmets? What's your problem, Lemmets?
This is my list.
Your list sucks. How can you not have TJ?
You left off Antonio Brown, and you're saying
he's in my top 10. He's in my top 10. He's number six, as a matter of fact. Followed by Cam, the Farrier Pigeon, James Harrison, and Pouncey.
Like I got to say, I mean, the Hayward, Donnie football thing, did Donnie say who would you take off to put you higher?
Funny enough, we have that clip for you to play, don't you, Lemmets?
Yes, we do, because, Mark, we would definitely not want to speculate on this and definitely want you to hear it.
That's what I like to hear from the guy ahead is the third best player of the last 25 years in Steelers history.
Why am I not the first?
Well, I went Ben 1 and Troy 2.
So?
So what's wrong with that?
I love it.
Put that in your file.
Please, yeah.
Pony has me third.
Yeah.
We need a tweet of you writing something down. We'll all know what it was.
Oh, he's going to put me in the file then.
Not invited to a wedding.
That's right.
I had you eighth. I had you with Carson.
Name them.
Guys ahead of you?
Oh, boy. I think one of these I know, and it's going to piss him off. Come on, name them.
I don't know which one you're implying.
You'll get to it eventually.
I think number four is going to set him off.
I think number four might set him off.
Harrison was 7, Watt was 6, Hines was 5, Faneca was 4.
Oh, no. Okay, not the one I thought.
3 was AB.
That. Three.
2 was Troy. Yeah.
Okay. Why was I supposed to react to the AB one?
Didn't you say something on Twitter about I'll see you when you're in Pittsburgh again?
Yeah, because he was...
He was being an idiot.
Yeah,
he was
course,
at flight risk.
He was at the time.
Yeah, still is, I think.
Thoughts?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donnie played it off well. That could have got ugly.
Imagine if Cam heard that you didn't even have him in your top 10 till I prompted you.
I'm sure he does. I told you, he told me last year he had a folder and he kept screenshots of everybody to talk crap on him so he could go through them at the end of the year and say, ha ha.
Your buddy McAfee is interviewing Jelly Roll right now, the singer.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. Yeah, Jelly. He was at the big event, at the
there
big night
out.
There
seems to be some horrible problems with his face. What's happening?
It's called tattoos.
He has tattoos on his face, Jelly Roll.
I realize that. That's the horrible problem. How do we feel about face tattoos?
Feel not well about it.
What, Mark?
Let me tell you about Jelly Roll.
Okay.
First of all, he's lost about 300 pounds. So good for him. And second of all, guess who's taking part in SummerSlam at a WWE wrestling event in August? Randy Orton and Jelly Roll versus Logan Paul.
What?
And Drew McIntyre. He's getting in the ring and wrestling.
Are you covering it?
I would love to, but it's August 2nd in New York.
Wait, aren't you?
MetLife.
A prominent wrestling writer now? Why wouldn't you cover that?
I mean, that's right in the middle of camp. Jelly Roll. Would you be able to beat up Jelly Roll, Joe? I don't think so.
God, no. I'm looking at him right now.
Why do they want the Paul brothers involved more in this stuff?
No, it's just Logan. Logan's pretty good, though. I mean, he's very, very athletic, very talented. Jake's just a boxer. Not just a boxer, but he's a boxer. But Logan's really, he's very talented. What he does, but Jelly Roll, apparently all the word out there is the guy puts in a lot of work in the ring now, and he actually is not going to embarrass himself.
Have you met Jelly Roll, Mr. Roll?
I would love to. That's the only country music guy I know. Him and him and Shaboozy is the only two people I know.
Why didn't you include Jerome Bettis in your honorable mentions?
He played here for like 2 years.
That's a lie, and you know it.
2 years in the 2000s, right? Three
no.
Years?
They won the Super Bowl in 2005, the year
well,
before
how many
that.
How many years did he start? He didn't start in 2004. He didn't start in 2005.
In 2000, he had a 1,300-yard year with 8 touchdowns, another 1,000-yard year with 4. Then he became part-time, but he still had 600, 800, 900 yards with 29 touchdowns over 3 years, and then whole Bettis Super Bowl thing.
If we're strictly going by the year 99 to 25.
Why didn't you include Casey Hampton?
Le'Veon Bell is better than Jerome Bettis. Over those.
I do agree with that.
We're talking about.
I do agree with that. How about Santoni?
Career-wise.
Why not Casey Hampton then?
Oh, I love Casey Hampton. If I could find a spot for him, I would put him at top 5. But what? You know, he's a guy that wouldn't probably be able to play nowadays position-wise, but the guy was dominant for a decade, man. I mean, he could do what he wanted. Plus, he was the funniest guy in the world, so gotta love Case.
I mean, he was a great, great player, and if your defense begins up front in the middle, man, he's one of the best ever. So it's Franco, Jerome, Willie Parker, Le'Veon Bell are the top four rushers in Steelers history. Who's fifth, Mark? Wrong. Limits?
Wrong.
Who's fifth?
John Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Really?
What an answer. You won't believe who's sixth. This is incredible. It goes Franco.
Walter Abercrombie.
Wrong.
Boo.
Wrong. Mark? Wrong.
Barry Foster.
Wrong. Frank Pollard, seventh. You won't believe who's sixth. Wrong. It goes
Merrill Hodge.
Franco, Bettis, Parker, Bell, John Henry Johnson, and this guy who comes before Frank Pollard, Dick Hoke, Barry Foster, and Rocky Blyer to round out the top 10. This is incorrigible and incrinculant. Any guesses? Limits? Wrong.
Isaac Redman.
Isaac Redman.
Jonathan Dwyer.
Cavalli, you get one more guess.
Did I say Merle Hodge?
Yes, he's nowhere near this. What are you talking about?
No. I said Mendenhall, Hodge.
It's not Frenchie Fuqua. It's not Cordell
Rocky
Stewart.
Blyer.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
I just said Rocky Blyer's 10th. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Not Cordarrelle.
How about Ben's in the top 30 just ahead of Tim Worley? The number six all-time rusher for the Steelers.
Can you give us their number?
Is one Najee Harris.
What?
Wow. Is that incredible or what? Cavalli?
Incredible for what? Incredibly mediocre for having him as your top six running back in franchise history?
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Who's the all-time?
And this is a team based on running and defense, and Najee Harris is sixth overall.
That's incredible, man. I mean, they gave him the ball 8 trillion times. Who's the Steelers' all-time leader in rushing yards per game, Cavalli? Wrong.
Rushing yards per game.
Franco.
Nope.
I'd say Le'Veon, maybe.
Very good, and it's not even close.
Wow.
Le'Veon Bell averaged 86 yards a game. The next guy is Jerome at 72.
Wow.
How about that? Le'Veon had Hall of Fame potential. He really did.
Hall of Fame potential and terrible management by his agent.
Who had the longest run in Steelers history? Wrong.
Willie Parker in the Super Bowl, right?
That was only 75 yards.
Oh, is that Mark Malone?
No. Mark Malone? What the hell are you talking about? No.
Mark Malone had a 99-yard touchdown run. Why did I think that?
Do you remember when Terrell Pryor ran 90 yards past the Steelers on the baseball field?
Everybody does limits, but that's beside the point. What's the longest run in Steelers history? Wrong. Who has it, I should say? Anybody?
Juju has the longest catch in Steelers history at 97 yards. Throw out other facts.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there that night. That was in Detroit. I think he did it twice, actually, that year.
Then he got on the bike. Remember that?
No. Any guesses, Cavalli? The longest run in Steeler history? You're supposed to be a Steeler historian.
I already gave you my guess. I said Mark Malone.
That's one of the worst guesses I've ever heard to any sports trivia question ever.
Rocky Blyer, Barry Foster. Rashard Mendenhall.
Rocky Blyer, no. Bob Gage, 97 yards.
Oh, I did not know that.
97-yard run from Bob Gage.
Yeah, the big boy has to go.
He was a first-round pick, sixth overall in 49. I was there.
If he starts pulling out longest punt of all time, I'm leaving.
Wait, was that a punt return? Oh, no, this is passing. No, he did. He had a 97-yard run, this dude. He only had 85 carries in his whole career. I get bogged down with stuff like this, and I apologize. Who has the greatest yards per rush in Steeler history? It could be. It could even be four attempts, which it is in this guy's career. And this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. No, but I remember his run against the Ravens. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Limits, do you have a guess? The greatest yards per attempt in Steelers history?
Barry Foster.
Wrong. Darius Heyward-Bey at 21.3 yards
count.
Per carry. Yes, it does.
He had like two carries.
What?
How doesn't that count? He already said it could be up to four carries.
Now, both of you should get this one right. Who has the most fumbles in Steelers history?
Rashard Mendenhall.
Wrong. Limits. He only had the fumble in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the most memorable one.
That's a different question. Kabali, the most fumbles in Steelers history. Who was it? Wrong.
Is it Jalen Warren?
Never Najee. Najee never.
Think about it for a second. Who had the ball the most?
Jerome Bettis.
Ben.
With 115 fumbles.
That's a lot of fumbles.
Then Franco, then Terry Bradshaw, Cordell, and Rocky Blyer. Round out your top five. Thank you, big boy.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, we'll see you, fellas.
See you, buddy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.